Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
This Wednesday, December 6th, NBA PropCast edition of the PropCast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Bet Rivers. Claim your risk-free bet up to $500 over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BetRivers. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BetRivers. We're also brought to you by Game Time. Game Time tickets make the perfect holiday gift. Download the Game Time app today and use promo code CFBX for $20 off your first purchase today. Welcome everyone to the NBA PropCast, part of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. It is Wednesday, December the 6th, currently close to 1 o'clock on the East Coast. Here to get into our NBA player props for the Wednesday night schedule. And joining me as usual to help me break it all down, I got my guy here with me, also on the NFL PropCast with me, one of the hardest working men in the sports betting space. It's Crispy Cabin. Chris, what's going on, brother? How you doing this Wednesday afternoon?
What's up, you know? Excited to be here as always, man. Trying to find some cash, trying to find some props that I absolutely love in this spot. Not going to lie, always open, honest, and transparent. Been getting my teeth kicked in the NBA on sides, on totals. So, you know, it's time to get back on track, man. We got a large slate. Last night I was on Devin Booker. He's all world whenever I don't bet on him. And then, of course, last night he, west the bed against a strong Lakers defense. And I was also on Jalen Brunson, which I figured, the world probably be on with that backcourt against Milwaukee. And he also west the bed, shoots 4 for 7 from the free throw line, misses 3 free throws, and we get hooked. Also goes 0 for 5 from the 3-point line as well. So I don't know. Maybe Damian Lillard turned into Jrue Holiday yesterday. And we just, it was a disguise, but. Yeah, just trying to get back right, man. We know that sports betting is a bunch of ups and downs. You're going to have some good days, some good weeks. You're going to have some bad days, some bad weeks. So just got to trust the process. You know, this is a message for everybody else out there as well. You know, trust your process, man. Especially if you're up on the season, always looking to fine tune stuff, but definitely trust your process and we'll get it back. We'll bounce back. I'm confident in that. Let's start it off today, Munaf. I'm ready to go, man. Let's give out some winners.
Yeah, man, I think we got to put the last 2 days in the past, especially on the NBA pod, on the Locks and Dogs. I went 0-for-4. So, you know, we talk about transparency. And like you mentioned, that's just the ebbs and flows of sports betting. Whether it's NBA, NFL, whatever the sport is, you know, you're going to go through those highs and lows. You know, there was weeks where I was firing at 70%, and there's weeks like this week where I've only won 2 bets in the NBA. One, I hit the Lakers money line last night, and then Valanciunas rebounds on Monday. Other than that, everything's been, absolutely terrible. I was on Jalen Brunson last night as well. So, that's just what it is. You know, you trust your process. You know, you trust your stats, your data, and you keep grinding away, and that's just what it is right now. So hopefully, like you mentioned, we can snap out of that rut here tonight with a full schedule of games here in the association, Chris. So let's just kick it off here, man. We'll make this short and sweet as we usually do so our listeners can get through it before the games do officially tip off here tonight. So why don't you take us over to your first player prop for tonight, man? What do you got?
Let's do it, So we're going to start in one of the earlier games, and we're going to the Memphis and Detroit game. And I'm looking at Desmond Bain in this spot. I chose to play him, take his points plus assists to go over. Line's 30 and a half, so I don't think we're asking for too much for Desmond Bain here in this spot. Just going through and just, you know, looking at his. So first and foremost, I like to find, you know, a bit of a narrative in the plays. I'm not just taking these plays because, you know, a player has been going over or whatever the case might be. So there is a little bit of narrative here. I was going through and like stalking the beat writers. And apparently before, if we go back 3 games ago, the Utah Jazz were coming into town and the Memphis Grizzlies had a home game and they hadn't won a home game since. And they had a players only meeting and they had one of the hardest practices that some of the players that they've ever participated in. And they really wanted to get that home win. They ended up smashing the Utah Jazz 105-91 in that spot. And Desmond Bane only had 17 points and 9 assists in that game, which is only good for 26 points plus assists. But after that game, you know, he went back to Detroit, he went back to Dallas. And I think this is a spot that you talked about being on him last week when we did a show that was on Friday. He had 30 points and 5 assists in that game. He followed that up on the second leg of a back-to-back by going to Phoenix. These are two pretty good defenses, top 10 defenses in the league right now. He had 27 points and 5 assists in that game. So I just look at the totality of the health of this roster, and I think that they're going to really have to rely on Desmond Bane. I mean, we can go through the injury list. I know they did get Derrick Rose back, but, you know, they're still without their core guys. And the other part of it is this. You know, the Detroit Pistons are not a good team. They're bottom 10 defensively pretty much in every statistical category. Mm-hmm. But – if you're the Memphis Grizzlies, you know, you can't lose this game. You do not want to be the team that gives the Detroit team their first win in 3.5, almost 4 weeks, right? So I think that part, like, is a pride thing. It almost is like an in-season tournament game, especially when you see the spread this low, right? So, you know, all of those things in conjunction, I just take Desmond Bane, you know, to go over this number. 25, like I said, 32.5 points and assists against a much more difficult Phoenix team. I know it's an out-of-conference game, and it's not a game that I typically like to bet for these teams that's traveling. And, you know, maybe it's a throwaway game, but the Memphis Grizzlies need every win that they can get. And they have been playing very competitive, top defensive team over the last 3 games since that team meeting. So give me Desmond Bane in this spot, you know, over his 30.5 points plus assists here.
Yeah, I have this one written down as well for everything that you did mention, right? And I think that, number one, I think we know that Desmond Bane can score the basketball, right? He went through that stretch of where he just wasn't shooting the basketball very well, but he still contributes, you know, getting assists for this team. And you take a look over the last 5 games, he's averaging 6.6 assists per game. He's had at least 5 assists in 4 of the last 5 games. So the usage rate for Desmond Bane, as we like to say, is I'm sure it's up there as far as, you know, that stat category goes, you know, for a guy like Desmond Bane. So, again, he has a favorable matchup here tonight as well. We talked about this Pistons team's defensively just not very good this season. I'm trying to find Detroit how they do against the point guard and guard position here. So they've been pretty good against the shooting guard position, but against the point guard position, they're allowing the most points to that point guard position, also giving up 8.1 assists on average here. So again, if Desmond Bane, you know, plays again 35 minutes here tonight, definitely do think he gets over this number. I don't hate his 3-point prop here tonight either. I believe that's probably at 3.5 here for tonight. Let me see here. Yeah, 3.5 at plus 114. I really do like that as well. But, you know, I agree with you here, Chris. I have this one as well. So double like here for us on Desmond Bane points and assists to go over the number of 30.5 here tonight. All right, so with agreement on one there, Chris, take us over to your next player prop. What do you got?
All right, so let's go to the Dirty Eight. We're going to Atlanta. And in this spot, we got the Nets coming in, probably looking to get a little revenge because they did this matchup not too long ago against the Atlanta Hawks. Cam Thomas season, you know, this is the guy for the spot here. This number is 19.5 on his points. Yeah. Definitely shop around, see if you can find it better, but that's what I saw. So, Cam, for people who don't know, maybe you're not following the Brooklyn Nets, this guy has absolutely been coming out there to do one job, you know, and one job only. I mean, he looks like Kobe when he first came into the league. He just wants to put the ball in the basket and do it at a very, very, high rate. He's shooting the ball tremendously from the field. And, you know, it's a couple of different things that I kind of took into consideration in the spot. So, just going over, like, some recent numbers. So, at least 20 points in 4 of his last 5 games. He's taken at least 20 shot attempts in 4 of his last 5 games as well. And now I saw this yesterday and I said, man, I can't wait to see what this number drops. The news that I saw, Lonnie Walker is out. Lonnie Walker will be out for the next few weeks because of a hamstring injury, which we know what Lonnie Walker was a big part of this team's production off that bench. So you're telling me that Cam Thomas gets even more shots now? I'm pretty sure Cam Thomas will not be, you know, reluctant to shoot the ball without Lonnie Walker's production being there. The Hawks, they've struggled defensively all season. We know, you know, it's typically really high totals. I think they have the highest total on the board for today. And Cam Thomas, like I said, his minutes, they've actually been up as well. You know, that game against Orlando the other day, I'm not sure if it was, you know, like what it was, but he played 38 minutes. He literally did not get a break in that game. Only 25 minutes against Charlotte and 20 minutes against the Clippers, but 41 minutes against the Bucks, 37 against Boston, and 31 against the Chicago Bulls. So the only reason I mention those numbers is because in four career games against Atlanta so far in his short career, the only game that he's played 25 minutes, and I do project him to play at least 25 minutes in this one, he actually scored 22 points. The last thing I'll mention is just pace. I mentioned Atlanta not being very good defensively, but they also, you know, top three in pace. They're just going to fly up and down the floor. That's what Brooklyn likes to do as well. So potential ladder spot here for Cam Thomas, you know, maybe even up to 30. I like Cam Thomas a lot tonight. Cam Thomas season, you know, let's go with Cam.
Yeah, I mean, look, you don't have to convince me on Cam Thomas. The shot volume just is going to be there for him. And you can talk about a game here tonight between the Nets and the Hawks that has one of the highest totals on the board, if not the highest one for tonight. Here, I'm trying to find that exact number. I think I saw it at 241, if I'm not mistaken. It's up to 244 now. So definitely going to be expecting to see points in this game. And for the Brooklyn Nets, you know, like you mentioned, that defensively they have been very good. Hawks, another team that are bottom, let's see here. I had it written down. I think they're bottom 10 in defensive rating, but the pace has been up for the Atlanta Hawks as well, like you mentioned. So a lot of pace means a lot of shots getting up, a lot of shots meaning that's going to be Cam Thompson season. So definitely with this, I thought this number was a conservative as well. I saw somebody that I respect on Twitter post this as well. So I'm definitely with you on this one. Cam Thomas over 18.5 points here tonight against the Atlanta Hawks. All right, Chris, before we keep the show rolling here, let me tell everyone about Bet Rivers here. We're brought to you by Bet Rivers, and Bet Rivers is available over 14 states plus Ontario, Canada. Bet Rivers has some of the best live betting markets in the space, and their betting menu is second to none, including a ton of props. Depositing and withdrawing is super easy on Bet Rivers. Sign up today using our link to get a risk-free bet up to $500. Again, go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BetRivers. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BetRivers. Problem gambling? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, Chris, let's keep it rolling here, my man. I'll go with my next player prop here. And I think that it's really hard to ignore what Joel Embiid does against the Washington Wizards. So last game, these two teams matched up, and Joel Embiid had 48 points in the game. But he had 48 points through three quarters, and he didn't play a single minute in that third quarter. And you take a look at what he's done historically in his career against the Washington Wizards. So 19 career games, he's averaging 29.3 points. Like I mentioned, he had 48 points in the last game. I'll raise that to saying he's had 48 points in two out of the last three games for the Philadelphia 76ers against the Wizards. In the last six games here, he's had 36, 32, 27, 48, 34, and 48. So he's a matchup nightmare for the Washington Wizards. I think Daniel Gafford will get into foul trouble, as he usually does, going up against Joel Embiid here tonight. I got this number at 30.5 yesterday. It's up to 31.5 and still moving. This, I would not be surprised if Joel Embiid drops another 40 points here tonight. He's rested. All these teams are rested. I know he was dealing with the illness, him and Tyrese Maxey, but I expect a huge effort here tonight from Joel Embiid. So I'm taking the over 31.5 here tonight for Joel Embiid against the Wizards here, Chris.
Yeah, you know, a couple things stick out to me in this spot. One, Joel Embiid didn't even play before we had this long layoff, right? Like, he missed the game against the Pelicans because he was out with an illness as well. So, I mean, this is the most rested we're going to see Joel Embiid since the beginning of the season, you know. And I do expect them to want to get that taste out of their mouth. They lost in that game to Boston, and that was on the second leg of a back-to-back. Well, no, I think it was one day of rest, but they also lost to the Pelicans. So they gotta get things kind of turned around. And I think, you know, adding Oubre back in is going to be a good spot as well. Looking at Daniel Gafford numbers, you know, poor Daniel Gafford. He's going to be in our thoughts and prayers tonight. he has five fouls in two of the last three matchups against Joel Embiid. I mean, not to say that he's out there, it's going to get any better, and they don't really have a backup big center, backup big that's going to come in and provide any kind of resistance for Joel Embiid. So look for him to feast in this game. I think the spread is indicative of your analysis as well. You know, if I saw this open at 8.5 yesterday, not sure what I was thinking, what mindset I was in for not going ahead and playing it then, but the number has ballooned up to 10, and it probably closed at 10.5 is what I'm thinking. I think this is some correlation, you know, to in this spot specifically, not to go off too much off topic, but I think this correlates well with under, maybe for Daniel Gafford, looking at maybe his points plus rebounds under. The number is 16.5, and you talk about the trouble that he's going to be in, you know, guarding Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid is one of the top, you know, five defensive centers, maybe top three defensive centers in the league. And looking at Gafford's numbers, he's gone under this number as well. You know, I see he did go over in the last game 12-7, but I see a game with 7 points and 3 rebounds. I see another game with 8 points and 4 rebounds, and then another one with 10-2, and then he has one with 1-2. So maybe that's, you know, two plays in one if he's going to get in foul trouble and Joel Embiid's going to feast, which he typically does against his Washington Wizards defense. Cannot talk you off. You know, love this number for Joel Embiid here.
I'm sorry, because did you say there was a points prop for Daniel Gafford tonight? Did you see what that number is?
Points plus rebounds is what I was looking at. And the number is 16.5, something that he hasn't done but one time in the last, I want to say, in his career. Yeah, one time in his career.
Yeah, I agree. And again, if you look at those seven games, there's seven games. It's really six games because he played when he was with the Chicago Bulls back in 2021, he only played 5 minutes against Embiid. But after that, I'm just going to read off the fouls that he's had against Joel Embiid. 5-4-4-5-2-5. So I think this is a great call as well, looking at Daniel Gafford's unders in this game here as well. So yeah, I can definitely get behind that for Daniel Gafford. Chris, all right, take us over to player prop number three, man. What do you got?
So let's go to the Spurs and the Timberwolves game. I think that Mike Conley is in a very advantageous matchup here. Starting point guard for the Minnesota Timberwolves. Conley has quietly, you know, if I have it, this was something that I hadn't really, you know, looked too much into, but he's actually played really, really well. And I know we know that Anthony Edwards missed the last couple games due to that, you know, falling on that hip and, you know, probably just precautionary reasons, just kind of wanting him to kind of heal up, thinking about the time that they had. And they were able to go to Charlotte and get a win anyway. But Mike Conley, you know, like I said, Anthony Edwards will be back, but I still like Mike Conley looking at his assist line. You know, 6.5 is the number. Not extremely juiced, not too much for me to, you know, not want to pay. He gets a fast-paced team in the San Antonio Spurs. We know that the Spurs are top five in pace. You just go through and look at his game logs, even against the slower paced teams, his 6 straight games of at least 7 assists. You know, so this prop is 6-for-6 in the last 7 matchups that he's faced. He's playing more than 30 minutes a game in each one of those games as well. And in the first matchup, he did fall just short at 6 assists. But I expect him to, you know, now back at home, you know, role players typically play a little bit better at home. I expect him to be able to find his guys. Also, just looking at San Antonio from a defensive perspective, I talked about their defense struggling, but specifically against the point guard, they're giving up the third most assists to point guards this season. Yep. And, you know, that just finds Mike Conley, you know, in an even better spot. So I like Mike Conley in this spot, you know, against the visiting San Antonio Spurs tonight, over 6.5 assists.
Yeah. I mean, you mentioned this Spurs team overall defensively, just not very good, but especially against the point guard and shooting guard position, they have been atrocious as well. And you mentioned it that they are giving it up to the point guard position. They're giving up the third most points to the point guard position and the sixth most assists to the point guard position as well, average around 9.3 per game. I would also be intrigued to see what his steals are here tonight, because he's had at least one steal in 4 of the last 5 games. Per number's probably at 1.5 at a big plus money price. But you know, we talk about teams that like to play fast, especially young teams like the Spurs, that they're going to make mistakes, right? They're going to turn over the basketball. And you know, Mike Conley being one of the higher IQ NBA basketball players in the league, I think that this is a great spot for him, not only, like you mentioned, for him to get the assist But may also be good defensively here tonight as well. Like you mentioned, Anthony Edwards should be playing here tonight against the Spurs. Not sure how effective he will be, especially dealing with a hip issue. But I still expect, you know, the other guys to step up, whether it's, you know, Mike Conley dishing the basketball or Karl-Anthony Towns or Rudy Gobert as well. I'm curious to see what Rudy Gobert's rebounds
have. 11 and a half, you know, Spurs. I was going to mention that on the honorable mention. Yeah.
All right. We'll save that for that segment then. So let's do this before I give my last player prop here, Chris. Let me tell everyone where they can, you know, get down on some of these projections that were given out over on Underdog Fantasy and play along with us. Underdog Fantasy gives you the opportunity to play alongside some of your favorite fantasy players, whether it's the NFL, whether it's the NBA, NHL, college basketball, and college football. Simply pick higher or lower on your favorite players' fantasy stats and cash in. So watch along, make your picks, and make a little cash over on Underdog's mobile app or website, underdogfantasy.com. And when you sign up with promo code SGPN, Underdog will double your first deposit up to $100. Again, that's Underdog Fantasy using promo code SGPN. And we're also brought to you by Game Time. Look, it's that time of the year where there's a lot of sports going on between the NBA, NFL, college basketball, college football, NHL, tennis, you know, golf season is ramping back up. So there's a lot going on, especially this time of the year. And what better way to give a gift than tickets to someone's favorite team or a sporting event? And you can do that with Game Time. And Game Time is so easy to use. Buying tickets to your favorite events, it shouldn't be a stressful experience, especially during the holiday season. If you want to give some tickets to your you know, a friend, family member, coworker, whatever the case might be. And if they're not even a sports fan, maybe you want to get them out to a comedy show, a music concert, a theater show that's near you. You can do that over with Game Time. Game Time has killer last minute deals with their best price guarantee. You can stop stressing over the tickets and start getting hyped for the fun you're going to have. Some of the great things about their app, they have flash deals, like I mentioned, last-minute tickets, easy to find and buy tickets for every kind of event in your area. They also have images of your seat views before you actually buy the tickets. So you're not surprised with anything when you do arrive at that venue. You know, you're going to know exactly what your view is going to look like before you actually purchase those tickets. Two taps, you're all set to go. And get this, the tickets are sent directly to your phone on the app, so you don't have to worry about them waiting for them to come in the mailbox, thinking that they get lost, or that you have to, you know, go through your email box looking for those tickets. Nope, they're sent directly to the app on your phone. So all I got to do is go to your app store, download the Game Time app, create an account, and use promo code CFBX for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code CFBX for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. All right, Chris, let's keep it rolling here, my friend. Let me get over to my next player prop. And there's a couple of ways that I wanted to attack this player in particular. So I'm going to go over to the game between the Chicago Bulls and the Charlotte Hornets. And I'm looking at Coby White. And he stepped up in a huge way in the absence of Zach LaVine. Zach LaVine is going to be out again here tonight for the Chicago Bulls. And in three games without Zach LaVine on the floor for the Chicago Bulls this season, Coby White has been able to take advantage of that opportunity. So he's averaging 25.7 points in those three games without Zach LaVine, six assists. He's making an average of 6.3 pointers per game. And get this, Chris, he's getting up an average of 12 attempts in those three games without Zach LaVine in the lineup. So he scored 23, 23, 31. Then he's got 7 of 12, 4 of 11, and 8 of 13 from beyond the arc in the absence of Zach LaVine. His points prop right now, Chris, is at 18.5 for this game. I'm smashing the over on this. They're going up against the Charlotte Hornets. The Hornets, you know, we know one of the worst defensive teams in the entire association. One concern I do may have is pace. I know we've talked a lot about this offline, is that the pace significantly slows down for the Charlotte Hornets without LaMelo Ball in the lineup. And that was true in that first game without LaMelo Ball, but then that next game, they went up against the Brooklyn Nets, and it turned into an absolute barn burner of a shootout. 129-128 was a final. Charlotte got the victory. They also had a high-scoring game against the Minnesota Timberwolves as well, 123-117. So I think hopefully that continues here tonight. But I do like the spot here for Coby White. So if you want to take both over 18.5 points here tonight, that's at minus 120. And then his 3-point props is at plus money right now. I saw that around plus 110, plus 105 for Kobe White over 3.5 3-pointers made here, Chris.
And, you know, who would have ever thought we'd be playing Kobe White points comfortably at 19.5? let's just acknowledge that. But it's been great for great reason, man. You talked a lot about, you know, the recent numbers and how many more shot attempts he's getting. And, you know, the Bulls kind of feeling like maybe we've seen Zach LaVine in the Chicago Bulls jersey for the last time. You know, that is absolutely possible because I think he's projected to miss at least a week. If they can find a way to move that $50 million off their books and somebody, you know, really wanting to trade for him. But you mentioned him, you know, even against, I don't think the Pelicans took that game too serious, but that's whose fault is that? Not Kobe White's fault. He went out there and performed for his team and, you know, gave him 31 in that game and 23 the game before against the Milwaukee Bucks. And now he gets a very advantageous matchup. This Charlotte defense, oh my gosh, he's probably licking his chops thinking that, knowing that he has Terry Rozier that's going to be out there guarding him, you know, a rookie in Brandon Miller who, you know, could potentially get switched on him. And I just love his confidence. You know, if I had a chance to watch him play, you know, a couple times this season, because I've had some bets on the Chicago Bulls. And for me, it's just that how unshy he is. Last two games, 17 shot attempts and 20 shot attempts. I'm taking over, like, just off volume alone, right? They don't, The Bulls don't have a lot of guys that can score the ball. I mean, that's pretty evident in, you know, their point total. So, there is some correlation with them being able to score just a tad bit more. I feel like, you know, 124 in that last game against the Pelicans, 120 in that game against the Bucks. Granted, that game went to overtime.
Yeah.
But there is some correlation in Kobe White playing better in the game total actually going over. So I like this a lot. He definitely has the most volume, especially when you look at totality of numbers, 9 rebounds and six assists against the New Orleans team that had Valanciunas and that had Zion Williamson. So I like this one a lot. You know, if I hadn't really thought about how I was going to play this game, but probably going to end up telling you with Kobe White in the spot. I like it a lot.
I think the pivot for people maybe just to, you know, obvious is DeMar DeRozan. And rightfully so, right? I mean, when you talk about DeMar DeRozan, he's going to get his shot volume up as well. Two games without Zach LaVine, he's put up 17 and 18 shots. But I just think that it's an opportunity for Kobe White to really showcase that he can be, you know, a guard of the future, maybe the starting point guard of the future for this Chicago Bulls team when ever the trade for Zach LaVine does transpire for the Chicago Bulls team. So, you know, I think that when you take a look at both these teams, they're both bottom five in defensive rating over the last five games. So I think this is going to be another game I think that can get over the total here tonight. I'm really looking at the Bulls team total to go over in this game here as well. Between these two squads here. So hopefully it is a Kobe White night here tonight for the Chicago Bulls. All right, Chris, let's get into some honorable mentions here, man. What are we looking at?
So I know we kind of both, you know, kind of touched on Rudy Gobert. I know he went under that rebound prop in the first game where he met up against Victor Wembanyama. But I think that's a narrative that we can kind of play on. Also, you just go through and look at Rudy Gobert. I had the numbers up. Let me see if I can pull them up just really, really quickly. But you just go through and look at what he's been doing recently. You know, I mean, this dude has absolutely been cleaning the glass. And I think, you know, when you think about Rudy Gobert, his offensive impact, his defensive impact is correlated to his offensive impact. And we know that, you know, when Mike Conley is finding him and getting him the ball, you know, that's when he has the monster game. So 26 points and 12 rebounds. I was actually watching the beginning of that Charlotte game on Saturday, and Rudy Gobert looked like Shaq. I mean, he was just dunking on whoever it was. Mark Williams was getting out the way. Nick Richards came back. He caught a couple of the posters as well. So I think that, you know, in a spot where, you know, they're playing against a really soft defense, I think he continues to, you know, just be assertive, be aggressive. So I would look at him to go over those rebounds. Numbers 11.5. He's had 12, 13, 16 in that spot. And the Timberwolves, we can't forget they're the number one rated defense in the league. So that should, you know, create even more misses against the San Antonio team that's really, really young and, you know, going to shoot a lot of quick shots. You know, they also a team that is top five in pace, which creates more rebounding opportunities for Rudy Gobert in this spot. But I won't harp on that one. I feel like I've said enough. Next one, you know, and this will be the last one I mentioned, Luka over his 8.5 assists. This actually is plus money. So shop around, see where you can get the plus money at. But I just, you know, think about the two bad losses that they had last week. I like betting on teams and betting on players, you know, when they, you know, when I feel like they got a bad taste in their mouth. And this team, you know, went on a 30-0 run to come back and take the lead against the Oklahoma City Thunder the other day before they ended up losing that game. And that was the last game that they played. The game before, Luka missed last week because, you know, him and his wife welcomed their child into the world. So he missed that game as well. So you got Dallas off a 2-game losing streak and, you know, a nice spot for Luka to get right here. They get a Utah Jazz team that allows the sixth most assists, the point guards. Well, I'm sorry, sixth most assists overall. Like, Utah is not a good defensive team, especially when you take them outside of Utah. Some reason they play better defense in Utah. And there's numbers that go with that. The 28 assists that they're giving up on the road is the fourth most. So they go from sixth overall, you know, giving up assists to fourth. They give up the fourth most assists, at 28 per game when they're on the road. Mm-hmm. Luka's coming off a 18 assist game as well against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Now, granted, Kyrie didn't play in that game, and he is expected to be back. But Luka also had 9 assists, against a very stout Houston Rockets defense that played a really slow pace. So I think that this is something that Luka could potentially get into 3 quarters, and I expect them to roll tonight against this Utah Jazz defense. So Luka, 8.5 assists over is another play that I'm looking at.
Yeah, you mentioned it, and I'll say in the same game here as well, and I'll get your thoughts on this, is that I think that we know that the Dallas Mavericks also give it up to opposing centers because they don't have that, traditional big man. I know they got Derek Lively. They drafted him, but he's still learning the NBA game, and I think he's going to be good for this team. But right now, a lot of foul trouble for him. So opposing centers are, continue to have success. Or at least the front court continues to have success against the Dallas Mavericks team. So I was conflicted between, I think first that Kelly Olynyk is going to be out for this game for the Utah Jazz. Let me just confirm that here. Yeah, so he is going to be out for this game. So I was either looking at whether I was going to be Walker Kessler or whether it was going to be John Collins here tonight for the Utah Jazz. And I know we were talking about this in the chat as well, that John Collins has done really well in his career against the Dallas Mavericks. So in 11 games, he's averaging 22.8 points, 10.5 rebounds in 11 career games. And I mean, he's just been, I don't know if he has a personal vendetta against his team or whatever the case might be, but he's been absolutely outstanding for against the Dallas Mavericks, I should say. So maybe looking at his points and rebounds to go over here tonight, I'm trying to pull up that number for John Collins. Let's see here. Points and rebounds for Collins. That number is going to be, where's the Mavericks? 23.5, Chris. So he's done that in the last game against the Portland Trail Blazers. But again, like I mentioned, he's been really good against the Mavericks in his career. So that was one that I wanted to throw out there. And then I'll throw out one more. Tyrese Maxey assist here tonight. That number, I believe, was at 6.5 the last time I saw it. Let me just double check that number. But when we talk about bad perimeter defenses, Wizards are right there at the top of that list this season. So in the earlier game this season, Maxey had 11 assists in that game. That number's at 6.5 right now at -130. So if you want to ladder this up, I think that's a good opportunity. He's had a couple games in there where he's at 8 assists, which was against Lakers, which was against the Minnesota Timberwolves. And I think that, if Joel Embiid's going to get a majority of the points here tonight, and then I think that Maxey's going to be the guy that's going to be distributing the basketball, where they're finding, catch and shoot type of shooters for this Philadelphia 76ers team. So, those were the other two that I was looking at here, Chris.
Yeah, there's no way I could talk you off of either one of those. If I was looking at the Dallas Mavericks front court, like you said, they're giving up the third most points to the center position, and they also give it up over 16 rebounds, which puts them fourth worst as well to the center position. So I was looking for Walker Kessler double-double, as you were talking, if I couldn't find it. I don't see his points plus rebounds listed either, but he seems like, he's in a pretty advantageous matchup tonight. One more, just because we got such a big slate today. DeAndre Ayton. I think we got to look at Ayton tonight. I know that they're 12-point dogs.
Is he playing tonight?
Is he going to play tonight or not?
Maybe. I see he's doubtful on the injury report, because looking at the injury reports yesterday. And I just didn't see a note that he popped up, and that was one of the guys that came to my mind as well. But then I saw the injury note that he's going to be doubtful here tonight. Then I wanted to pivot.
Makes sense. Makes sense why they land 12 and a half points now. I knew Jeremy Grant was out with the concussion. I didn't see the news on Aiden, so I appreciate you sharing that.
Yeah, so who's their backup there then? Is it Yurtseven that's there now?
Yurtseven is in he's in Utah.
Okay, so then, God, who the hell's the backup then for Portland?
It's the guy, 34. I can't think of his name. He's a defensive guy that blocks a lot of shots. I just watched him play against him the other day. I can't think of his name right off.
Because we know Robert Williams is out for rest of the season. Let's see here. Kamara?
Kamara plays like the three and the four. Jabari Walker, that's him.
And that's him?
Jabari Walker, yep.
Okay.
Defensive guy. He can get rebounds.
Yeah, so I think that if he does get the start here tonight, you know, maybe look at him for rebounds. I mean, he's had two games last week where he had double-digit rebounds for the Portland Trailblazers. So I think that might be worth a look there as well. Anything else?
I do. You know, just kind of reiterate what you were saying about Maxey. I was looking at his rebounds plus assists. Just because he's had these really, really big like rebounding games where he had grabbed like 7 or 8. The Wizards aren't a great rebounding team at all. I think that number was 10.5. Not a lot of juice there. So, you know, pivot off of your rebounds, your assists is, you know, potentially rebounds plus assists. I think Maxey does a really good job in this game today as they get, as they welcome Kelly Oubre back into the rotation here tonight. You know, I know that the point total opened at 123 last night. And this morning I woke up, it was 125. And it's probably only trending north. So
I'll throw one more. Yeah, I'll throw one more out there. Bam's going to be out here tonight for the Miami Heat. I think Orlando Robinson is that guy that's going to fill in for him at that center position. If you want to take a look at his rebounds, I know, I have talked a lot about taking opposing centers against the Toronto Raptors. I think there's an opportunity, whether it's Orlando Robinson, or I think it might just be Jimmy Butler that gets the rebounds as well. But I think that if you get a low enough number on Orlando Robinson, whether it's 4.5, 3.5, if it's in that vicinity, I definitely think that he can get the rebounds here tonight. He'll definitely get the minutes if he plays, 25 plus minutes here tonight, especially without Bam in the lineup here tonight, who's officially been ruled out. So I think that might be, a sneaky look if you want to look at Orlando Robinson for the Miami Heat. Man,
that's a gem right there. You know, I'm adding that to my short list. I'm looking at his game log right now. And like you said, it's been very up and down because Bam has been in and been out, and they don't really utilize him when Bam does play. But, 4 minutes played, only one rebound. 26 minutes played, 7 rebounds.
Yeah.
2 minutes played, no rebounds. 28 minutes played, 9 rebounds. So, I mean, like you said, there's some correlation between him just getting the minutes and being out there. He's a, pretty big guy, tall in stature, 235 pounds, 6'10". And that's what you need against Jakob Poeltl. Because Jakob Poeltl sometimes, I don't know if he's going to sneeze, but I know he's definitely allergic to getting rebounds at times. So, could absolutely agree with you there on Orlando Robinson.
Oh, man. All right. Let's do our best bets, and then we'll put together our underdog fantasy entry here for tonight. Chris, I'll let you lead off best bet.
Man, we got to go Cam Thomas. I feel it in my bones, man. Cam Thomas.
Especially with a high total of 244, man. Like,
I was going to tell you earlier when you mentioned that total moving up, I was going to tell you that's just people betting on Cam Thomas points prop to go up. So they just added more points to the game. So, yeah, Cam Thomas in this spot, man, I know the number is 19.5. You don't get as much value on the 30, which was, actually plus like 1,000 not too long ago. But Cam Thomas, man, against the Atlanta Hawks defense, this game is going to be extremely fast paced. Cam Thomas is not shy about shooting the ball. This is a number that I like, even with Lonnie Walker being in there. And then you're telling me Lonnie Walker is not going to be in there. And just the amount of production that Lonnie Walker has been able to bring to this Brooklyn Nets team, when those guys were not playing as well. I mean, he has a 20-point game, a 26-point game, a 23-point game, a 20-point game, a 19-point game, and a 19-point game this season, another 17-point game. So, I just expect Cam Thomas to take on some of their usage. And to play a bunch of minutes. So give me Cam Thomas over his 19.5 points is the best bet for today.
Love it, man. Yeah, I think, again, that's going to be one of the higher scoring games here tonight. And again, with Cam Thomas out there, you mentioned also Lonnie Walker not being in there as well, that points are going to be had in that game. So that's going to be something that's going to be on my list here tonight as well. Cam Thomas for sure. I really do like Joel Embiid here tonight, but I'm always concerned about the blowout factor. But like I mentioned, he had 38 in his game. 48 in the last game against the Wizards. So I still think that he gets there, but I'm gonna pivot to Coby White here tonight, man. No Zach LaVine in the lineup. I mentioned the numbers, averaging 25.7 points per game. This is the one of the worst defensive rated teams in not only the Bulls, but also the Charlotte Hornets. And I just think that this is an opportunity for him to, you know, really, you know, take advantage of this opportunity without LaVine in the lineup. And like I mentioned, averaging 25.7 points, he's had 23 or more points in all three games without Zach LaVine. He's had double-digit three-point attempts in those games without Zach LaVine. And you're going up against a defense, like I mentioned, that's just not very good. So I think that Coby White is in a great opportunity here. I will take Coby White over 18.5 points here tonight as my best bet here, Chris.
Yeah, I'm riding with you on this one, you know. I just love the spot. I love that Zach LaVine's not there. And this, you know, it's crazy. I know I said that, you know, imagine us betting on Coby White comfortably at 19.5 or even seeing his points prop at 19.5. This number could go up, you know. We might not see it at 19.5 again. Like, you know, like he's
after people really listen great to the show, yeah, probably.
Yeah, and after we make some cash with Coby White tonight, we might see this number start to trickle to 21.5 eventually, especially if, you know, Zach LaVine is on the move. We know he's going to be out for extended minutes, and he's not going to get a better matchup. You know, I'll say this real quick. I watched the post-game interview from the Charlotte Hornets game when they lost to the Minnesota Timberwolves, and Steve Clifford was pretty irate in talking about how his team, you know, just won't buy in defensively. No matter what he does, no matter what he says, he's had talks with them about how if they really want to win, they're going to have to buy in defensively. No team will ever win a championship that's not going to be a top 10, top 15 rated defensive team. And they just, that message goes in one ear and goes up the other because they're not trying to guard anybody. They just want to run up and down the floor. So he gets a fast-paced team, a bad defense, more usage. I mean, that just checks all the boxes. You know, I'm telling you on the Coby White look tonight.
I feel like it's a conversation that Steve Clifford has every single season with this team about defense.
Multiple times.
I gave up last season as well for Steve Clifford. So again, hopefully they don't continue to play defense here, Jenna, because I do really do like the spot here for the Bulls as far as points for them to put up points here tonight. All right, Chris, before we get out of here, let's put together our underdog entry here for tonight. I'm going to add Embiid to the entry here tonight. Again, I think that it's going to be a big game for him. So I'm going to go higher, 32.5 points for him. Let's add in Cam Thomas. The Cam Thomas has now moved to 20.5 on Underdog Fantasy. So you still want to put that in there or you want to pivot somewhere else?
No, absolutely. If it goes to 24.5, we'll still go over to him, you know.
All right. So we'll put that in there, Cam Thomas. And then let's put in one more here that we liked here tonight. We're the ones that we kind of agreed on.
Bane, you know, gotta like Bane tonight. He can't lose this game. You do not want to be the first team after 16 games to lose to the Detroit Pistons. So I expect Bane to do everything in his power to help his team win tonight. Over 30.5 points plus assists because he's going to have a ball in his hands. Playmaking, you know, getting shots up. Like you said, three-point looks, all those good things. So should be a good spot for Desmond Bane tonight.
Yeah, so let's do Desmond Bane. They have it at 31 on Underdog Fantasy. We'll go higher on that. So Desmond Bane points and assists combined to go higher than 31. All right, so our entry tonight is going to be Joel Embiid higher 32.5, Cam Thomas higher 20.5 points, then Desmond Bane higher 31 points and assists combined against the Detroit Pistons. That $50 entry will get you a nice return of $300. So again, if you haven't already signed up with an account for Underdog Fantasy, make sure you go there. Use promo code SGPN. Get you a 100% deposit of up to $100. You know, join us for the ride here for this entry here tonight, or make up your own. And if you do make up your own, you know, tweet at us at SGPNNBA and then you know we can tout you a little bit if it does win. So again, go to underdogfantasy.com. Use our promo code SGPN. 100% deposit up to $100. All right, that is going to do it for this edition of the PropCast. Chris, anything else we want to mention, my friend, before we get out of here?
Nah, man, just, you know, always gamble responsibly. Enjoy the games, as always. Got some more in-season tournament games tomorrow in Vegas. So it's a fun time to be an NBA fan right now, you know, especially with a big slate. We got rested teams, you know, nobody's played in the last few days. So, you know, just enjoy the product, man. And if you guys want to, you could shoot me a follow over on Twitter at CrispyCaptain2P2Ns. I'm doing a daily show as well, 5 p.m. Eastern time, where I'm giving out looks and, you know, just allowing a platform for other people to kind of share their looks as well, kind of come together and smash the bookies. You know, that's what we're trying to do tonight. So best of luck to everybody. And let's get back on the right track and win some tickets tonight, you know.
Yeah, echoing everything that you just said there, make sure you give Chris a follow on Twitter at CrispyCaptain2P2Ns. Daily show every single day, 5 p.m. Eastern, to handicap and go through every single game on the NBA schedule. You can follow me on Twitter at SportsNerd824. If you haven't already, smash that like button for us before you guys get out of here. And if you haven't already subscribed to the NBA Gambling Podcast, go ahead and do that. Propcast is on Wednesdays and Fridays for NBA, and then we do a daily show 11 a.m. Eastern time for the NBA games the NBA Gambling Podcast. So hit that subscribe button for us as well. All right, guys, good luck with your bets here tonight. Enjoy the game. Let's break these books off and let it ride.